Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara brings a Maisa Hogava Davanaka Varshechi. He was selling this type of material, this Kshuei Meshi, and he was calling out that the price should be 6, and really it was only worth 5. And another person came to buy it, and he says that he wants to buy it for 6, and he knows that this way he'll be able to be teveh back. Da'inah ashtos. And they came to Rava. Rava said, "Leishanu ela b'lekech menataga Rava b'lekech mi balabayis ein lo elav ainah." This that we say is halacha that when one is nisana ashtos, it's kanu machzor ainah. You can be teveh back as ainah is only by lekech menataga Rava b'lekech mi balabayis. When one buys from a balabayis, there is no din of ainah. There's a machlekes rishonim, the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef. It's two shittas in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chav Zayin Siv Chav Dalid. This halacha that we say that there's only ainah by lekech min hatagah when one is buying from a merchant, but when one buys from a balabais his own personal belongings, there is no ainah. Is a dafka by ainah ashtus when one was only nisan exactly ashtus, but by yisayim min ashtus we say even by a balabais there would be the halachas of ainah and it would be considered a bit of mekach. Or do we say that afil by Yosef min Ashtos, even by the Shia of Bittul Mekach, also lekech min balabayis, there is no halacha bechlal of Aino, and it wouldn't be a Bittul Mekach, the Mekach would be kayim for the price that they made up. The Rosh over here brings b'shem HaTosfos, that this that we say lekech min balabayis is aim the love Aino, is dafka by Ashtos, and not by Yosef min Ashtos, and the Nemuki Yosef in our sugya hold that it's afil by Yosef min Ashtos, also we say lekech min balabayis is aim the love Aino. The explanation for this machloikis is really Tolei Rashi brings from the She'iltis the explanation, what's the chiluk between lekech min atagar and lekech min balabayis. He says, being that a balabayis, his klei tashmish shaloi, his own personal belongings are chaviv and alav, and he only agrees to sell them b'yekev, he would only sell them for a high price. If we look at it, ki'ilu, we spoke out b'feirish, yedei ani she'esh b'ayino, it's ki'ilu, we spoke out that I know there's ayino, and afilo ochi, I want to buy them. And we say in the sugya later that if one speaks up beferish that yedani sheish ba'ayna and he's moichel ba'ayna, it's ein lo elav ayna. So therefore, the Nemuki Yosef says, the reasoning of the she'iltis, that when one is lekech min balabayis, we look at it, it's kilo, he spoke up beferish, yedani sheish ba'ayna, and afilo achi, I'm buying with the mechila of the ayna, lechari the shnapi and echilik between ashtus and yisayim and ashtus. And just like we say by ashtus, it's kilu is meichel da'ino. Who would then by yisayim in ashtus? Also, it's kilu is meichel da'ino, and therefore by lekech min abalabayis, afilu yisayim in ashtus, there is no ayno. The Rosh brings b'shem atosvis that this that we say from the she'iltis that it blibes kilu mefarish ein lo ayno. He doesn't mean to say that it's kilu he spoke up mefarish there should not be any din ayno. Which in such a case, afilu yisayim in ashtus, also there would not be a din of ayno. Only the she'iltis means to say that it's similar to the case of mefarish. Just like by mefarish, we say that there's no ayno. This is similar to that of a dialect that we should say that it's kilo mefarish up until the shtus that there shouldn't be a din ayno. It's not kilo he spoke up mefarish there should never be ayno. It's only it's a kilo they both agreed that if there would be ayno shtus they're going to be meichel. That's the das of both them going into a mekach from a balabais. But avada by yisayim min ashtus, Dr. Rosh b'shem atosvis there would be ayno even by lekech mi balabais. Down towards the bottom of the Amud, we have a sugya of Masna Mashakosa Batayra. The Gemara brings Itma Ha'imr Lachaveri Almanash She'im Lachal Layayno. If one is Masna by a Mekach, that he's selling this Chayfetz Almanash that there should not be any Dini Ayno, that even if the Lekech is Nis'ane, he cannot be Teveh back Ayno Osoy. Rav Amma Yeshloi Olav Ayno, Ushmuel Amma Einloi Lav Ayno. Rav holds that the Tanai is not Chal and it still is a Din of Ayno, and Shmuel holds that Tanai is Chal and there is no Din of Ayno. And the Gemara asks, Lema Rav Domeke, Meir Shmuel Domeke, Ab Yehuda, we have an Abraisa Machlikas and Meir Neb Yehuda, if one is Mekadesh and Isha al Tanai, Havea Mekudeshes the Amanash, Shein Lecha Alay Sher Ksus Fa'oino, usually a Baal is Mechuyiv to his wife, a Chiyiv to give Mezoinis, and a Chiyiv to give clothing, and a Chiyiv of the Mitzvah of Oino. If one is Masna, they should not have these Chiyuvim, and Meir holds the Tanai is Bottle and the Mais is Kayim, being that he is Masna, Mashakosa Batoyu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'davashav moment tnoi kaim that by a davashav moment one can be masna mashakosa b'toyra, and therefore the tnai is chal, and the kedushin would be chal without these chiyuvim." Rashi explains in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda this day Rabbi Yehuda holds, "B'davashav moment tnoi kaim is kigoyin sharing ksus is dafkan nechiv nezaynis and nechiv to give clothing because over there it's a davar shem mamen and it's nitin lemechilo. Davei machlo the isha was meichel and therefore the tnai could be chal that the kedushin should be without this chiyuvim. Avol oino which is tzara guf is lenitin lemechilo. By the mitzvah of oino which is the tzara guf of the isha over there it's not nitin lemechilo and therefore the mechila sa isha is not mahani. Umeila over there of Yehuda's maskim to a meyer that the tnai is bottle on the meisa's kain and he would still have the chiyuv oino. This day Rashi holds that Yehuda's dafka by sharing ksus and not by oino is also the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Ishus and the sheet of the Rashbam in Barbasso and Daf Kuf Chavav. They also the Yehuda's dafka by sharing ksus and not by the mitzvah of oino. The Ritual and Kiddushin and the Mordechai being Yerushalmi in the end of Aseichus Apoilim, the Yerushalmi is mavur that Rabbi Yehuda was afilu by Amanash Ein Lachalai Sher Ksus for Oino, even by Oino also, Harezu Mikudeshes, and it's also not Chal B'chlal Lechi of Oino, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only by sharing Ksus, which is Nitin the Mechila, but even by Oino also, the Mechila is Mahani, and therefore the Kiddushin would be Chal with Adam Mitzvah's Oino. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Vav Milchus Ishus S on Rashi and the Rambam that hold that Rabbi Yehuda's dafka by sharing ksus and not by oino, that being that it's tzara guf, therefore it's lenitin lemechilo. He asks, what's this svar that tzara guf is lenitin lemechilo? L'chayr, we find two gemaras that are mevur that even by tzara guf also one can be meichel. He brings the gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Beis. The gemara says if one tells his friend, he kani p'tza'ani, he tells him to hit him, almanas liftor, then when the person hits him, he's potter. Being that he was meichel on this, that he should hit him, the mechila is mahani and he's potter for hitting him. So we see from there that even on tzara guf, also one can be meichel. Hitting somebody else is tzara guf, and afilo achi, the gemara is mavur, that it's mahani mechilosai, that if when his friend hits him, he's going to be potter. And he brings also the gemara in ksubus and daf samach alef amid beis by oina itself, by the mitzvah's oina gufa, the gemara says that the Talmud Chacham was going away from his wife to go learn. The gemara wants to know what are the shum, how long he could stay away for, and the gemara says b'shus b'kama, if he has a shus from his wife to go away, how long could he stay away for? And the gemara says b'shus kama de boy. Once he has b'shus, he has the mechila of his wife. He could stay away as long as he wants, being that it's b'shus and there's a mechila. So we see from there also by oina itself that mechila is mahani. So how could Rashi say that being that oina is tzara guf, it's lenitin lemechila? L'chayr is mevuah from these two gemaras that by tzara guf also mechila works, and l'chayr one should be able to be masna almanash ein l'chalai mitzvahs oino. The Mishnah Melech asks further that the Rambam paskins these two gemaras, so l'chayr would be a steer in the Piskei Rambam, whether or not one can be meichel tzara guf. Over here the Rambam's paskining that one cannot be meichel the oino because it's tzara guf, and yet we find these two gemaras, the Rambam paskins by ikani p'tza'ani and by a husband leaving b'shus of his wife, that mechila is mahani l'chayr. It's a steer whether or not by tzara guf one can be meichel. The Mishnah Melech brings two terutzim. The first terutz of the Mishnah Melech is that avada one can be meichel the mitzvahs oino. And if the isha is meichel oino, the mechila is mehani. Only Rashi holds, this type of Yehuda says, b'dovah shev mamen t'noye kayim, is not the pshat that one can be master laka dovah min atari by dovah shev mamen. Even by a dovah shev mamen also one cannot make a t'nai k'neged laka dovah min atari. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds them, one is masna by Dovah Shev Mammon, to be Eikar Dovah Min HaTorah, we don't assume that what he means to do is really a Tanai. What we really assume is that what he means to say is that he's being Meichel the Schus Mammon that he has, and really his Kavon is from Mechila, not for a Tanai to be Eikar Dovah Min HaTorah. We're going to see later on, we're going to discuss this really in Machlikis, we show him if this is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, but HaKapon of the Mishnah Melech is explaining that Rashi holds that the Shittus of Yehuda is not the one came masna laka dov min atayra, only we assume his das is for a mechila. Therefore Rashi says it's dafka by sharing ksus, which is a real dov sharing moment and there's no tzara guf, over there we assume his das is for a mechila. Mashenke, when it comes to oina, which is tzara guf, we can't assume that the isha meant the mechila, being that on tzara guf people are not normally meichel, so we don't assume the isha meant really to meichel, we can't make that stummius. Only we assume she really meant the tanai, and by a tanai lack of dov min atayra, even according to Yehuda, the tanai is bottle and the ma'isa is kain. But the Mishnah Melech says if she would be meichel befeirish, avad even by mitzvahs oin, according to Rashi, mechilasa would be mahani and it would be a good mechila, and the kedushin would be chal without a chiv of mitzvahs oin. The Mishnah Melech in the second teretz answers that there's a chiluk between sharing ksus and oina, even though we see from the Gemara that mechila works on oina, it's not the same, the mechila on sharing ksus and the mechila on oina. And therefore Rashi is being mechalik that the tanai, one cannot make a tanai amanash ein lechalai oina. He brings from the Marimat. The Marimat says, this that we say, Bayikani Pitzaani, and the friend comes and hits him, he is potter. It's not the pshat that there's a chalois mechila, that the friend now has a right to hit him. Avada, if he wants, he could be chayzer. And even if he said, Kihikani Pitzaani, if before his friend hit him, he's chayzer and says that he can't hit him, if his friend comes and hit him, he's a mazik and the mechila was not chal. It's not a chalois mechila that he can't back out of. He could always be chayzer if he wants. And therefore, the Mishnah Melech wants to say, Huadin also, when it comes to the case of the Isha who's told her husband that he can go away to go learn, it would only be Kozman that she's Meichel. It's not a Mechilas Aschus, and now she doesn't have a Schus Bechlal to be Tevei the Mitzvah's Oina. Avada, he still has a Mitzvah's Oina. Kozman that she's not being Tevei and she lets him go, he doesn't have to come back. And the Pshat would be is because by Ikani Pitzaani, it's only this that he said he could hit him, it's called Makeo Al Piv. A Makeo Al Piv is not a Mazik and therefore he's Potter. But there is no mechila that he has a schus to go hit him. It's just that if he hits him now, he's a makeo al piv. Who had been by the isha? There is no mechila on her schus that now there is no mitzvahs oina bechlal. There's a mitzvahs oina. Kozman, she's not being teveyet. He doesn't have a chiv to come back. But there is no mechila sa schus. Mashenki, when it comes to sharing ksus, when somebody makes a tenaya, amanash ein lecha alai sharing ksus, that's a real mechila. It's a mechila of the schus bechlal of sharing ksus. It's a complete mechila that she no longer has a schus. She can't back out of it anymore. The kedushin was chal without a chi of sharing ksus. So therefore, Rashi is saying that only when one makes a tnai of almanash in chalai sharing ksus over there, the isha can be mechil completely the chi of sharing ksus, and therefore the kedushin will be chal without that chi. Mashiach, when it comes to an oina, it doesn't pass bechlal mechila. One cannot be mechil at tzara guf. This time we find the two gemaras that one can be mechil at tzara guf is not a real mechila. It's just that a makeva piv, or the case of the isha, if she's not being tevei this chus, in such a case, one does not have to fulfill his chiyev. But there still would be a chiyev here, and therefore, if one makes a tnai of amanash in lechalai, oh, you know, that's a masna mashakasa batayri, that it doesn't pass mechila b'chlal and tzara guf, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, we mask him to a meyer that tnai batlu maisa kayim. In the etzim from Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds by Masna Mashakosu Batayr, by Mom and Tanoi is Kayim, even though the Halacha is normally by Yisurim, Masna Mashakosu Batayr, Tanoi is Batal. It needs explanation. What's the chiluk between Yisurim that we say Tanoi Batal and by Mom and that we say the Halacha is Tanoi is Kayim? It's Mavur from our Gemara that the reason for Yehuda is based on this, that by Mom and it's Mahani Mechila, one can be Mechus Chusei Mom and. Masha ain kain by Yisum, where there is no mechila, therefore the halacha is Masna Masha Kosa Batayra, Tanoi is Batal. The Gemara by us answers up, Rav holds by no, one cannot be Masna Amanash in Lecholai, no. Rav says he could hold even like a Yehuda, even though normally Masna Masha Kosa Batayra by Momin, Tanoi would be Kayim, Afilo Hachi by no, the halacha would be Yeshlo Ilova, no. And the Gemara says, Omul Lecho Rav, I know the Amri Afilo of Yehuda. Because Ad Kam Lekom of Yehuda Hosam Ela the Yoda Vikamachla, Dafk in the case of Kedushin, where the Isha knows for sure that she has a schus of sharing ksus, which is being Meichel, so therefore she's Vadei Meichel. Mashenke, when it comes to Aino, where there's no Vadei Aino, the Lekech doesn't know for sure that he's being Nisanis, so therefore he's not Meichel. And being that we don't have a Mechilo, the Halacha would be Master Mashakos Batayo, Tanayo would be Batal, and therefore Rav holds Yeshtoy Elov Aino. So we see from this, the reason for Yehuda is based on this, that by Mammon it's Mahani Mechilo. The Nemuk Yosef in our Gemara explains this, that the Gemara is mechalik between Kedushin and Aino, because Kedushin it's Vadai Yoda Vikamachla Masha Enkein by Aino, where it's not Vadai Aino, so therefore he's not Meichel. And he says, V'chivan loy Mahani mitam Mechila, gam mitam atnai loy Mahani. Being that it's not Mahani mitam Mechila, because the Lekech doesn't know for sure, and therefore we don't have a Mechila, gam mitam atnai loy Mahani. He says, therefore, also mitam atnai, it's not going to be hani because it's masna mashakosav b'toyra. The Ktzai Sachoshin in Simon Reish Tess, Sivkotin Yeralf, is medayik from the Nemuki Yosef that it's mashmin, two separate things. There's a mahani from the mechila, which we want to say that the lekech is moichel doino, and being that it's loyoda, because he doesn't know for sure there's going to be aino, so we can't say that the lekech is being moichel his schus to be taver doino. And once we say there's no mechila, so now we have to figure out if midine the tnai, it's mahani. On that, Zokin Muki Yosef, Gami Tama Tnai Loi Mahani, because it's Master Mashakosa Batayra. This is really the Shita of the Rajba in Ksubas and Afnun Vav. The Rajba explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that by Master Mashakosa Batayra, Bedovish Abim Mamun Tanoi Kayim, is not because the Tnai is Mahani more than by Yisurim. Really, by Mamun also, one cannot be Master Mashakosa Batayra. Only when one is Master Mashakosa Batayra by Dovish Abim Mamun, we assume that the Kavana is a Mechila. Being that the Tanai doesn't work, because one cannot be Masna Kenegat, this that the Torah said. So we assume that das, when one is masking to a mekach or a kedushin or anything between two people that they make a tanai on, being that they both know the tanai doesn't work, we assume that the isha is being meichel or the lekach is being meichel, we could assume a mechila. And according to the Rajba, the explanation of our Gemara is by the case of the isha, where she knows she vadi has a schus of sharing ksus, and therefore we could assume she's being meichel the schus sharing ksus, which should be chal b'shas the kedushin. She's meichel the schus as it's chal. And she ain't came when it comes to a noah with lekech, does not know for sure he's being a sane. Therefore, he doesn't have das to be meichel the schusim. The only thing that's your mahani is this, that there's a tanai, like the Mukyasev explains, that tanai is not mahani because master mashikosu b'toyu, tanai is batul. There was another sheet in the Rishonim to explain that Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambanim in Baba Basra, and the Avkuf Chavav, is chelik on the Rajbo. The Ramban understands that this Rabbi Yehuda holds, but Dorosh Avimam and tanai kayim is not the pshat like the Rajbo. The isha is being moichel the schus sharing ksus after the kedushin is being chal. She's being maskim now to be moichel it as it's chal v'chiv. Only the tanai is mahani to be oiker, this that the kedushin should be mechayev v'sharon eksus. The Ramban explains, even though by Yisurim we say one cannot be masnet to be oiker dov min ha-Torah, by dovish of a moment the isha could be oiker, this that the Torah says the kedushin is mechayev v'sharon eksus. And the Ramban is mefarish, because this that the Torah gave schusim to a person is not bal korchoi. When it comes to Yisurim, those are halachos, a person can't be masnik and neged. When it comes to mammon, the Torah is being mezakeh somebody in mammon. We're not mezakeh in somebody in mammon that he doesn't want. And according to the Ramban, the explanation of our Gemara would be, Atkam lekam of Yehuda hosam el diyodah v'kamachla dafka by kedushin, where she is being oiker her chiv because she knows she's supposed to get it. And she'enke, when it comes to a noah where the lekech doesn't know for sure that he's being nis'anah, so maybe he doesn't have das to be oiker the chiv, and therefore we go back to the cloud that master mashikos b'toyah tonight is bottle. It will come out of Machlekes Nivishayin, and what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? According to the Rajbe, the Tam Rabbi Yehuda by Dovash Abbam and Tanoi Kayim is even though the Tanai doesn't work, still there's a Mechila. By Shnekin, according to Ramban, by Dovash Abbam, the Tanai itself is Kayim to be Oikir the Chiv. In the Inyan of Masna Mashakosa Bataira, there's a very sadistic question from Taisin Ksubus and Daf Nun Vav. This time, Meir says, when one is Masna, Ha'imil Isha, Amanash, Ein Lecha Alay, Sherksus, Fa'oino, we say that Allah is that it's Mekudeshes to Tanoi Bottle. The isha's mekudesh is a regular kedushin with the chiv sharek sus, and the tanai that the baal was masne is bottle. Taisis asked that being that the baal was masne, he only wants the kedushin al manas she'in l'cholai sharek sus, that the baal is only masking to the kedushin if there is no chiv sharek sus, and he cannot be masne to be oikir the chiv sharek sus because that's masne mashakosu b'toira. So why is it that halacha is harezu mekudesh is utnoi bottle? Why don't we say that the Baal never had das b'chlal for a kedushin, being that he cannot be oikir the chiv and sharing ksus, he never has really a das for a kedushin, and we should say, being that the chiv sharing ksus has to be chal, mamel the kedushin is bottle and isha is not mekudesh. Tosis and Ksubis answers this, that we have b'chlal adin, a person can make a tanai on any ma'isa he does, is only learnt out from B'nai Godu, B'nai Reuven. It's learnt out from, in Saif Pasha's Matas Umasei, the psukim amavur, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a tanai with B'nai Godu, B'nai Reuven. And from there we learn out all dinei tanom that one can masna on any chalais that he's making. But being that it's learnt out from the parsha of B'nai Godu, B'nai Reuven, it's only if it's similar to B'nai Godu, B'nai Reuven. And when one is being masna, mashakos b'toyro, it's not similar to the Tanai of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. So we have no Mekar B'chlal that one can make such a Tanai. So therefore, the Mais is Kayim and the Tanai is Batul. Mukveger in Ksubis asks on Taisvis that this would all be B'negeat Tanoim, that let's say one makes a Tanai Amanas that the Isha would give him 100 Zuz. So he's making a Chalais Kedushin, he's being Mekadish in Isha, and he's making a Tanai Amanas that the Isha gives him afterwards 100 Zuz. So that Tanai is separate from the Mais Kedushin. Over there we could say that's only if it's similar to B'nai God of B'nai Reuven, really just making a Chalais Kedushin. Meicha Teisi B'chlal, that he could say that this Maisa Kedushin is on a Tanai only if the Isha gives him 100 Zuz. Over there we learn now from B'nai God of B'nai Reuven that one can make such a Tanai that it goes into the Chalais Kedushin, that it's only going to be Chal if the Isha gives him the money. But over here, where the Baal is saying he doesn't want the full Maisa Kedushin, he only wants a Kedushin without the Chiv of Sharon Ksus, the Kedushin should be chal. He was never mechayiv himself to the chiv sharing ksus. He never wanted it. He never had das to create such a chiv. How could create a chalais without a person that wants to be mechayiv himself into such a chiv? When Kvege brings a raya from our Gemara of Oimel HaChaveh HaManash Ein Lecha Alay Oino, that's poshut. Nobody would say that, let's say the lekech comes in after the mekach and he says that he wants to should be a din Oino. And being that he's not being meichel v'ayna, he wants there should be halacha v'ayna. So memela, and there's a tenai that the mekach is only being chal amanash ein lecha l'ayna. So therefore, the mekach should be bottled and he should be able to take back his money. Just like every tenai, when one of the sides are not mekayim the tenai, the entire deal is bottled. So here also, why can't the lekach say, I don't want that there shouldn't be any din, I know. I want there should be a din, I know. I'm not being mekayim the tenai. And memela, the meiser should be bottled and he should be able to get back his money. So to kvege elamai. By the case of when the Meichen never bechlal was nichnas into a Maisa that there should be a no, he was never maskim to a Mekach that has a din I know. There was never created a chiyav I know bechlal. There's nothing over here for the Lekech to say, no, I want there should be a din I know. It's not a tnai min atzad that it's al menas. The Lekech is not tayveh in the osay. It's not a tnai ba'alma. It's in the ikir chiyav of the Mekach that it shouldn't have over here a din of I know. And it doesn't pass bechlal for the Lekech to say that I don't want to be Mekayim the Tanai, and therefore the Mekach should be bottled. So Dr. Kreger, who had been by Kedushin, it should be the same thing. The Baal was never Mechayim himself Bechal and Sharon Ksus. He only wanted a Kedushin without a Chiv of Sharon Ksus. How would it pass Bechal to say that the Maisa is Kayim and the Tanai is bottled? There's a famous Teretz from the Biskirov in the beginning of Hilchus Naziris. The Biskirov explains there is no such thing as one can make a half a Maisa. One cannot make a Maisa Kedushin without the Chiv and Sher Ksus for Oina. The only way to create a Maisa Kedushin is to create the Kedushin that the Torah described, and the Torah says the Dine Kedushin are that it creates Chivim of Sher Ksus for Oina. So therefore, when the Baal is making a Maisa to Mekadesh and Isha, he cannot make it with a Din that it shouldn't create a Chiv of Sher Ksus. The Kedushin that he's making has to be like the Torah says, Kedushin has a Lachot of Sher Ksus for Oina. Only there's a halacha in Tanaim that one can make as a side from the maisa that he's making, a full maisa with the chiv and shoksus for oino, one can make a tanai, a menash in the chalai shoksus, that there should be a tanai menatzad to be oike the chiv of sharing ksus. But it's not the pshat that he was never masking bachlat to a chiv and sharing ksus. He's creating a full maisa kedushin with the chiv of shoksus for oino also. Then there's a chiddush in the parasha of Tanaim that one can make a tanai to be oike certain things that he said, just like one can make a tanai to be oiker the maisa completely if the isha doesn't give a certain amount of money, so too we can create a tanai to be oiker the din of sharing ksus learned out from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. And on that, Tosis is saying, being that he's being master mashakosu b'teira and he doesn't have the chiddush and the koyach of the parasha of Tanaim, so he has no halacha b'chlal to be oiker anything in this maisa that he made of the maisa kedushin. Umele goes back to this, that he created a full maisa kedushin, being that in order to make a tanai of amanash in the chalai sharing ksus, he first had to make a full Maisa Kedushin with the Chiyuv Sher Ksus. Only then could he make a Tanai with the Chiddush of the Parsha of Tanoim to be Oiker the Chiyuv and Sher Ksus in this Maisa. If the Tanai he made is not Nichnas into the Parsha of Tanoim, it cannot be learned out from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, he doesn't have any Koyach Bechlal to be Oiker the Din Sher Ksus that should be included in the Maisa which he made. Umele is Hodra Din to this that he made a full Maisa Kedushin with the Chiyuv and Sher Ksus. Umele, Zokte Meir, the Aloch is Arezu Mikudeshes Utnoi Bottle. It comes out from the Biskirov, just the Chiddush understanding to know him, that we're not saying over here that Baal's not being Mechayiv himself Bechlal and Sharing Ksus. There's no such thing as making a Kedushin without all the Dini HaTorah. So his Das has to be for a full Maisa Kedushin with the Chiv and Sharing Ksus. Only on top of that, he wants to make a Tanai to be Oiker that he shouldn't become a Chiv in the Sharing Ksus. And that's a Milsa Achriti, that's a separate thing aside for the Maisa Kedushin which he's making, and if he's not Nichlis into the Dine Tanoim, if he's being master Mashakos Bateir and it can't be looked out from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, so maybe the halacha would be the Tanai is bottle and the Maisa is Kayim. The Gemara continues to answer according to Shmuel, who says, Amanasha ein lecha alai no, that the Tanai is Kayim and ein lecha no. I know the Ami Afila Meir, I could even hold like a Meir who says, by the case of Amanasha ein lecha alai shekhsus for oino, the halacha is Havizu Mikudeshes Utnoi Bottle, and we don't say Master Mashakosu Betoyer Bedov Shem Moment Tnoi Kayim. And the Gemara explains, because Atkam Lekom Vimeir Hosam Elo Devade Ka'akar. Dafka in the case in the Gemara in Ksubis, Amanash Enlecha Alai Sher Ksus Va'oino, over there a Meir holds the Tnai is Bottle, being that he's Vade being Oikadov Menatoyer. Masha Ein Kain, when it comes to argument by Noah, that it's not Vade, the Lekech is going to be Nisana, so it's not Vade being Oikadov Menatoyer over there. Remeir is masking that Tanoi is Kayim. It comes an opposite Svara from Rav, that being that over here it's not Vade Ka'akar, being that in our Gemara it's not for sure there's a no, over there Remeir is masking that Tanoi is Kayim. Tosis asks Akasha from the Gemara Makis on the Avgimel Amid Beis. The Gemara Makis over there brings a member from Shmuel Omar Shmuel Oimel Achaveri Al Menashele Tishmeteini Shvius. If one makes a Tanai by Shmita, usually the halacha is if one is borrows money before Shmita, when it comes to Shmita, it's Meshamet Alva and the Chiev is erased. If one makes a Tanai and Alva before Shmita, Oimel Achaveri Al Menashele Tishmeteini Shvius, he does not want that when Shmita comes it should erase the Chiev. The halacha is Tanai Batel. In fact, the Gemara Akasha, what's the chilk when it comes to Shemitah? If one is masna that Shemitah should not be meshamet the chayiv, the halacha is tnai batel. Shmuel holds by no tnai is kayim. The chayiv is Stephen Shmuel's. In fact, Taisvis, how could the Gemara ask over there from Shemitah onto the case of Aino? The chayiv by Shemitah it's vada yada v'ka'akar. Shemitah is for sure coming, and when Shemitah comes, it's going to meshamet the chayiv. The chayiv. Shmita is similar to Leisha Amanash Ein Lecha Olai Sher Ksus V'Oino. We have a dear Shmuel says he could hold really Tanai's bottle. So what's the kash on Shmuel? Why by Shvius Tanai bottle? Being that over there that's Vadei Ka'aka, maybe that's why Shmuel said Tanai bottle. Taisis answers that by Shmita also it's considered La Vadei Ka'aka, being that the Leiva could pay the money back before Shmita, and if the Leiva pays it back, it won't be Negev, but Chalaf Shmita to Mishamit, so it's not Vade Kaka, he's not Vade going Keneged Mashakasa Batayr. Because the Leiva might pay it first, it's not a Vade Akira's Dover Menatayr. This that Tesis is Mechiach from the Gemara Makas and Av Gimel, by Shmita, Amanashle Tashmiteni Shvius, it's not considered a Vade Yoda Vika Okar, being that the Leiva might pay it first, it's considered not Vade Yoda Vika Okar. Creates a question in the Psakim of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Meuchas Mechira, Locha Gimel, Paskins, like Rav, Oimel Lachaveri, Al Menash, Ein Locha Alay, Oino, Yesh Lo Elov, Oino. The Rambam Paskins, like Rav, if one cannot be Masna, Al Menash, Ein Locha Alay, Oino. And the Rambam ends up, Amed Dvar, Amun Bestam, if one says Stam, Al Menash, Ein Locha Alay, Oino. But if one would speak up with Ferish, Yedea, anybody that there is Oino, and I'm still being Masna, that there should not be any Tvias of Oino, over there, Tanoi is Kayim. And that's passing like Rav, that one cannot be Masna Amanash Ein Lecha Olay Eino, but only because it's not Vada Yoda V'Kamachlo. But if it's Vada Yoda V'Kamachlo, then we pass Negev Yehuda by Kedushin of Amanash Ein Lecha Olay Sher Ksus V'Oino. We say, being that it's Yoda V'Kamachlo, Tnoi is Kayim. So who didn't buy Eino, if it's Lekech is Yoda V'Kamachlo, Tnoi would be Kayim. And the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, how could the Rambam Paskin like Rav, in Perek Tes, Mehilcha Shmita V'Yevel, Alocha Yud, the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel in the Gemara Makas on Dav Gimel. The Rambam Paskins by Amanashle Tashmiteni Shvius Tnoi is Kayim. Even though we mentioned earlier the Gemara's question in the Gemara Makas, Amanashle Tashmiteni Shvius Shmuel said Tnoi is Bottle, the Gemara asks on Shmuel from Amanash in the Cholai Eino, and the Gemara is Mechalik, the Lashon that one uses when he says Amanashle Tashmiteni Shvius. The Gemara says, if one uses a Lashon of Shlei Tashmiteni Bishvius, then Ein Shvius Misham Tosai. Amanash Le Tashmiteni Shvius, then Shvius is Misham Tosai. It depends if one is being Oikil the Halacha that Shmita is not Neshamet Bechlal over there Tnoi is Batel. But if one says, I don't want in this Halva Shmita to be Neshamet over there Tnoi is Kayim, like the Sheet of Shmuel, that Bedovish of a moment Tnoi is Kayim, even by Amanash Ein Lecholai Eino. How could the Rambam Paskin like Shmuel that Amanash Le Tashmiteni Shvius the Tanai is Kayim L'choyer the Rambam Yos Paskin like Rav and Shmita is not a Dover that's Vada Yoda V'Kamachlo, being that by Shmita the Loive could come and pay earlier, like Taisis Mechiah from the Gemara's question in the Stephen Shmuel that by Shmita being that the Loive could pay earlier, that's considered not Vada Yoda V'Kamachlo L'choyer who I did according to Rav it should not be a Mechila, and we should say the davar shev moment the tnai shvi bottle, just like Amanash in the chalai, I know that loch is that the tnai is bottle. The lecha mishnah ends off ela sheefshe lechalik bedoichik. Maybe one can mechalik to I know and shvius that by the case of I know we don't know bechalal if there's any I know over here, and therefore there we say leyoda demachol. But by shmita where we know that shmita should be meshamet, only we don't know whether or not the leiv is going to pay first over there. That's considered vadi yoda v'kamachla. But he says, "Ein kol zeh shava v'doichik uv'tzarechian." That such a pshat is a doichik and a tzarechian, and the chayrus kavan is because the Gemara Makis is medame the two things la'adodi. The Gemara asked on Shmuel from the case of Amanash in the cholai no to the case of Amanash shelo tashmiteni shvius. Reb Chaim in Hilchas Mechira on this Rambam answers the Rambam holds by the case of Amanash shelo tashmiteni shvius is considered vada yoda v'kamachla, and he explains that it's choluk the case of a noah when amanash ein lecha alai noah from the case of amanash leitash miteni shvius. By the case of amanash leitash miteni shvius, there's a vaday schus in every choiv that the loive has when shmita comes. It's mishamet the choiv. Every choiv has built into it a halacha that shmita shmi mishamet it. If the loive is making is being maskim to a tanai of amanash leitash miteni shvius, he's being moichel the schus that he has in this choiv. The din of his choiv should not have a halacha that shmita shmi mishamet it. Whether or not the loive pays earlier, and therefore it wasn't again this halacha, there was a mechila on his chus that he has, that his chayv didn't have this halacha, that shmita shmi mishamet the chayv. Therefore it's considered a vada yada v'kamachla, being that he's being vada, being meichel, a chus that he has in his chayv, it's considered a vada yada v'kamachla. Masha'enke, when it comes to ainah, there's no halacha in a mekach that's sold for the correct price, there are no dina ainah b'chlal. All the dinim I know are only chal when one is charging a higher price or a lower price. Over there, there's dinim of I know that one can be teveya this that he was nesane. But it's all only chal when one is paying the wrong price. If one pays the correct price, there are no dinim I know. So therefore, when they're making the tnai of amanash ein lecha alai I know, there's no vada mechil of any schus. Being that this may be the correct price and there are no schusim of I know bechlal, in such a case, when one is masna amanash ein lecha alai I know, he's not being vada mechil. So Rav said by Eino over there, it's Leodah de Kamachel. Mashenka, when it comes to Shemitah over there, it's Vadeh being Meichel, the schus that he has, that Shemitah Shemit Meshamit. So Meil over there, it's Vadeh Yodah de Kamachel. If Chaim further explains this, that the Gemara Makis, according to Shmuel, as the steer from Amanash Leitash Miteini Shvias to the case of Amanash Enochalai Eino, even though the way that we're explaining the Choluk, one of them is a Vadei Ka'oka, one is not a Vadei Ka'oka. Reb Chaim says that his svar to Mechalik between Shmita and Einoah would only be in Rav of Vadei Yodah V'Kamachla and Lo Yodah D'Kamachla. But in Shmuel, where the Gemara is Mechalik between Vadei Ka'oka and not Vadei Ka'oka, over there, we would not say any Chilik between Shmita and Einoah. And Reb Chaim explains, because according to Shmuel, the Iker is totally whether or not one is being Masna in a way that's being Oivel Divrei Torah. So we don't look at whether or not the loiver or the lekech is vade being meichel eschus. What we look at in the Tanai is if there's a vade being over on a dvar Torah. So by Shmita, one is not over b'shas the hasno of amanash leitash miteni shvius, even if he's being meichel eschus. The aver al dvar Torah comes when one Shmita is not meshamit and he's tevei the chayv even after Shmita came. So therefore, there's no vade akivas dov min haTorah. He's not being vade over on a loch in the Torah, being that the loiver may pay earlier. Therefore, the Gemara Makkos held that it's similar Eino to Shmita. By both cases, it's not a Vade Ka'oka Dvar Torah. By Eino, he may be charging the right price. The Tanai itself is not being Vade Oiko Dover Min HaTorah. And by Shmita also, he's not being Vade Oiko Dover Min HaTorah, because it may not come B'chlal to be Oiko Dvar Torah, the Leva may pay earlier. But Shekin, according to Rav, what we're discussing in the Gemara is not whether or not we're being Oiko Dvar Torah. What we're discussing is whether or not the Leva and the Lekeach are Vade Yodah V'Kamachla. Whether or not they know for sure that they're being meichel eschus, is if they are vade mechil eschus or there's no vade mechil eschus. Being that the case of Shmita, there's a vade being meichel eschus in the chayv. So over there we have the Gemara of vade yodah v'kamach, like Shita Reb Yehuda, that bedavash of mamet tnoi kayim. Mashenken by Eino, that we don't know for sure it's being chal any halacha of dinis and schusei Eino, because there may not be an Eino. So over there, according to Rav, it's lo yodah v'kamach, may the tnai is bottle and the maise is kayim. Just to summarize what we discussed on the inyan of Masna Mashakasa B'Torah, we mentioned first the Machlekes, Rishonim, by this that Amanash Enoch Alay Sher Ksus for Oino, according to Yehuda Tanoyes Kayim, Rashi and our Gemara explained it's Dafka by Sharing Ksus, which is a Dovish Abimomen Mashenkin, by Oino, which is Tzara Guf, by Tzara Guf it's Lenitin Lemechilo, and therefore the Alach would be the Tanay would be Batl and the Maisa would be Kayim. We said there's also the Shita of the Rashbam and Baba Basra, and also the Ramam in Perek Vodme Hilchas Ishas. We mentioned that the Ritva and the Mordechai are Chaylik on Rashi, they bring Yerushalmi in Tzoyk Perek Asichis Apoilim, that even by Oino also one can be Masna Amanas She'en Lecha Alay Oino, and it's also Nitl Mechila even though it's Tzara Guf. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchus Ishus asks on Rashi that one cannot be Moichel on Tzara Guf from the Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Beis, he kani pitzaani Amanas Liftor, if one tells his friend to hit him, it's Mahani Tnoi and he's Potter. And also from the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Samach Aleph from Beis, the Gemara says if an isha is meichel, the husband can go away to learn for a long period of time. B'shus kama, the Gemara says kama de boy. As long as the isha is being meichel, it's mehani michilasa, and the baal is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of oino. He said it with two terutzim from the Mishnah Melech. The first terutz of the Mishnah Melech says that Avada Mechila is Mahani by Tzara Guf. Also, only we can't assume she's being Moichel only by sharing Ksus. We could assume when she's masking Talmanash, Enlacha Alai, Sher Ksus, Ve'oino, she's being masking to be Moichel. Mashenkin, when it comes to Oino, which is Tzara Guf, we can't assume a Mechila, we say a Kavana really is for a Tanai, and therefore it's a Master Mashakos Betoiro, and the Tanai will be bottled on the Mice is Kayim. The second Tzara of the Mishlo Melech held that by Tzara Guf one cannot be Moichel, Mechila is not Mahani on Tzara Guf. This time we found two Gemaras, that's Mashma, that one can be Moichel Tzara Guf, the Gemara Baba Kamo, Ikani, and Pitzani is not a real Mechila, he brought the Mari Mat, that one could always be Chozer from Mechilasa, as even if one was masking to a Tnai, he can be Pitzani, Afilu Hochi, he could be Chozer, because it's not a Mechila that's Chal. Only it's if one is Mazik Al Piv, a Mazik Beshus is not a Mazik, he's Potter. It's Mazik Al Piv, and therefore he's Potter. It's not the Pshat that the Tnai is Chal. This is who had been by the case of the Isha who lets her husband go learn. Also, it's not a Mechila that the Isha can't be Chozer. If the Isha wants, she can be Chozer from this Mechila. It's only Kozman, she's not being Teveya, the husband is not Matsur in the Mitzvah's Oina. But if either there is no Mechila, therefore by the case of the Kedushin, Ramanash in the Chalai Oina, where we need a Mechila on the Oina Bechlal, a complete Mechila over there, there is no Chalois Mechila, and therefore the Tnai is Batal and the Maisa is Kayim, because it's considered a Master Mashakasa Betayu. From there we mention the Machlikus Rishonim, in what's Pshadne of Yehuda, Vedavisha Ben Mammon Tanoi Kayim, our Gemara is Mavur, that Yehuda's reasoning is based on this, that by Mammon can be Moichel. The Rashba holds, it's not really a Chalois Tanai, that the Tanai is Chal, only being that one cannot be Master Mashakasa Betayu, we assume that that's La Manasha Timichli, it's a Tanai that she should be Moichel the Chiev, and we assume she's Makabal the Tanai, she's being Moichel the Chiev, but it's Medina Mechila, it's not Medina Tanam that it's Chal. We said also that in the case of an Agamor is Mavua, he learned like the Rashba. The Amban and Baba Basra of Kuf Chavav is Chaluk on the Rashba. The Amban holds that by Dawashar Maman, a Tanai is Chal, and it's Oikr completely the Chiev, because this that the Torah gave Schusay Maman is only if one wants the Schus. If one does not want a Schus Maman, he could be Oikr, this that the Torah gave him the Schus. Therefore, by Dawashar Maman, one can mask na filu laka dover mina Torah. And from there, we mentioned the Kasha of Toysis in Ksubas and Daf Nun Vav. Taisus asks, according to the mayor, why is it, if the Tanai is bottle, why is the Maisa Kayim, being that he only had das for this Kedushin? Almanash Enlecha Alai Sherksus for Oina, it's only if there is no Chiv Sherksus for Oina, being that the Tanai is bottle and there is a Chiv Sherksus for Oina, why don't we say that he didn't have any das for Kedushin? And Taisus answers, being that the Tanai is not similar to Tanai B'nei God B'nei Reuven, so therefore there is no Hilchus Tanami, there was no Chiddush to learn out from the Tanai B'nei God B'nei Reuven that one can't make such a Tanai, therefore it's considered as if he was never Master Mechlal, and the male of the Kedushin is Chal. Mikvega was Matmiya on Taisvis, that L'chayra, over here it's not Doimit to a Stam or Tanai Min Atzad, the one is Masna on a Dover that's outside of the Chalais he's making, where he's Masna, that Isha should give him 100 Zuz. That's something that's outside the Kedushin. Over here, the Baal never created over here a Kedushin with the Chiyav Shaksas Vayna. It was never masking to such a Chiyav. And Craig understood that way by Noah. Also, they never created a Mekach with Din Yerayna. He was never sold the Chayfetz with the Schus that the Lekeach could come into and be Tavei Yerayna also. We say over the Teretz from the Biskirov. Miskov explains that one cannot make a Tanai in a Maisa Kedushin be'etzem and say that he's only making a half a Maisa Kedushin. The only way one can Mekadish in Isha is with the Kedushin, the Torah was Mekadish, the din in the Torah of the Kedushin, with all the Chiyuvim the Torah set up, including the Chiyuv of Sherksos for Oina. Therefore, when one is Mekadish in Isha, he has to have Das for a full, complete Maisa Kedushin. Only he can make a Tanai to come be Oiker this Chiyuv that the Kedushin should create. But that's a Tanai coming after he had Das to make such a Chalis Kedushin, then he can make a Tanai to be Oiker the Chiyuv. And being that his Tanai is being Master Mashakos of a Torah, and we don't have the Chiddush of the Parish of Tnom, that one can make a Tanai and a Maisa, that the Maisa should be totally in this that he was Masna Olav, so therefore the Tanai is Batal, and the original Maisa he made, a complete Maisa Kedushin is Kayim, and the Tanai Batal, and the Maisa is Kayim, and the Isha is Mekudeshes. From there we went to discuss Taisus Kasha on the Gemara, and Makis Dav Gimel, the Gemara is Medame, this that Shmuel says by us, Amenash Enlecha Olai Oino, the Tanai is Chal, and there is no Din Oino, and the Gemara Makas asks from this that Shmuel says by Amanash Tashmiteni Shvius, the Tanai is Batal, Lechoy Lefi Shmuel, the Tanai should be Kayim. And Taisus asks, Lechoy by Shvius, it's Vade Ka'okar, so why is the Gemara not Mechalak? The Shmuel only said it when he's not Vade Ka'okar, but if he's Vade Ka'okar, Shmuel's Moide that the Tanai is Batal. And Taisus answered that the case of Shvius is also considered not Vade Ka'okar because the Leuven may pay before the Zman the Shmita comes, and therefore it's not Vade Ka'okar, Dovim Minat Torah. we mentioned that lefi this lechayyot is a stira in the Piskei Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira paskins like Rav that by Einoa Amnash Inecholai Einoa Yesh Lo Yelov Einoa the Tnai is not chal, but the Rambam is mechalik in the case of his yodah v'kamachal or lo yodah v'kamachal. So im kainet the kasha is why in Hilchos Shmita does the Rambam paskin like Shmuel that the Tnai is kain by Amnash Leitash Miteni Shviest Maskon of the Gemara Makas. The Gemara answers according to Shmuel that the Tnai is kain unless you use a lashon where there is no din in the Torah b'chlal of Shmita, but normal if one makes the Tnai of Amnash Leitash Miteni Shviest the Tnai is kain. So why is it the Rambam over there paskin the Tnai is kain l'chayor, being that it's not vada yoda according to Rav, it's lo yoda de kamacha l'chayor, the Tnai should be bottle and the Maisa should be kain just like by Eno. We said that Reb Chaim answers this question. This that Tosfos says that it's not vade ka'akar, being that the Levin may pay before this man of the Piroin, is only a svar in Shmuel of Akiras Tovah Min HaTorah. When the halacha of Shmuel is telling whether or not one is vade gimli oiv al divrei Torah, so being that by Shmita is not going to be vade oiv al divrei Torah, it's not considered vade de ka'akar. But in Rav's halacha of vade yodah de kamachal or la yodah de kamachal, over there being that by Shmita the Levin has a vade schus that the Shmita should be meshamet techoiv and he's being meichel that schus, therefore, that's considered vada yada de kamachal. There's a vada mechil of the schus that shmita should be meshamet. Even though in Shmuel we said it's not a vada de kamachal, according to Rav would be a vada kamachal, and therefore the Rambam paskins by shmita the tnoi kayim like Shmuel, because even Rav is masking over there, being that he's vada mechil the schus, it's vada yada de kamachal. In the psak of our Gemara, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Amanash ein lecholai, I know. Taisvist the Maskal Bamedvum and Burum brings a shail to be shinim at a paskin. Tais brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that Rabbeinu Chananel paskin like Rav because Hilchosuk Rav be Isuri. The klal is that we paskin like Rav in Dina Yisra Veheter and we paskin like Shmuel in Dina Chosha Mishpat. So being that over here it's Dina Yisra Veheter, therefore Rabbeinu Chananel paskin like Rav because Hilchosuk Rav be Isuri. Taisis asks Tema, because the machlekes over here is not whether or not it's mutter to make such a tnai to honor a person in such a oifen. The machlekes over here is whether or not he's mechiv ti machzer doino. L'chayr, it's a dine momen, it's dika nidin, it's a nidin and hilchus chayshe mishpat. So why is the Ben Chananel paskin like Rav, because hilchus like Rav b'yisuri, l'chayr, being that it's a hilchus chayshe mishpat, we should paskin like Shmuel, because we paskin like Shmuel b'dini. Taisis brings from the She'iltis in Parashas Bahar, the She'iltis paskins like Rav, because the Bryson, the Gemara, is going like Rav. The Gemara brought a brayso, b'medvar mamurim b'stam avu b'mefarish. If the moichus speaks out, the chayfet zesh ani moichul lecha b'masayim yedeh ani boi shein yeshover l'mone, and then he makes a tnai v'amanash ein lecha olai eino, then ein lo yelov eino. The Gemara says this that we say, there is eino is only b'stam. But if one spoke out b'farish that this chayfet has eino, and he's being masnet, there shouldn't be dine eino over there, ein lo yelov eino. So Taisa says, this brayso seems to go like Rav. According to Rav, there's a chilting stam and mefarish. If one makes a tnai stam of amnash in lechalai, I know there is no I know. But if one is mefarish, I know there's I know, and I want to be master that there shouldn't be dini I know over there, like the Gemara's chilek is yodav v'kamachal, being that he spoke up mefarish, that he knows there's I know, and still he wants to make a tnai of amnash in lechalai, I know over there, according to Yehuda, b'dav shav moment tnai kayim. So being that brayso we could explain according to Rav and according to Shmuel, we don't have any way to explain the chilek between stam masna v'amanash in lecholai no and mefarish that I know this I know and still I'm being masna. So therefore Taisa says we pass like Rav and not like Shmuel. Taisa then being the teretz of the Rivon wants to say this brayso stems even according to Shmuel. And when we say stam, we mean the case when he wasn't masna b'chlal amanash in lecholai no. But if he was masna amanash in lecholai no, that's like he's mefarish. It's Kilu, he spoke out, I know this, I know, it's still I'm being masna. The Kavan of the Bryce is not to Michal Kutina, Stam Tnai Ramanash in Lecholai, I know. And a case when he spoke out, there is I know, and still I'm being masna, only will be Michal Kutin Stam Mecher, and a case where he's masna. And therefore, Shmuel also has a way to learn this Bryce, Alibo, Reb Yehuda. Now, Kuponin Toysis brought from Rabbi Nochananel in the beginning that Rabbi Nochananel held the Nidin over here is a Nidin of Issa V'Heter, and therefore we pass him like Rav B'Yisuri, and he brought from the She'iltis that really it's not a Nidin of Issa V'Heter, and therefore we wouldn't pass him like Rav just because Hilchosuk Rav B'Yisuri, only being that there's a Braisa like Rav, that's why we pass him like Rav. The Rosh in our Sugya also brings this Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says, being that I know as an Issa, and we pass him like Rav B'Yisuri, therefore the Halach over here is like Rav. And the Rosh says this is not similar to the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel in Inyone Gezel, all over, we're passing like Shmuel when it comes to a Safik, a Machlekes, whether or not one could be Geizlan in certain cases, the Allah is, that's included in the rule of Hilchasok Shmuel Bedini. So what's the difference between Isuri Aino and Isuri Gezel? Just like by Gezel, we're passing like Shmuel, and we don't say that's a Safik Isser Lavale Sigzel, so too when it comes to Aino, also we should passkin like Shmuel. The Rosh says, the Hocha Pligi Bilechatchila. Over here we're arguing Lechatchila if one could do such a thing, and Mutter Lehasnaiskin if one can make such a Tnai Uli Potem Aino. Can one make such a Tnai to part himself from Aino? And Shek, when it comes to Gezel, we're handling the Chosha Mishpat aspect of it, and therefore the Halacha is like Shmuel. And the Rosh is a little bit difficult to understand. How is he machalik between Gezel and Aino? Why is it that by Gezel, Machlikas and Ravin Shmuel, and Yonah Gezel, we paskin like Shmuel, and when it comes to Aino, being that the Isser is a Mutter Lahasnes game, we paskin like Rav, because Hilchasak Rav be Isuri. One can explain the Rosh, that the Rosh does not mean to make a chilik between Be'etzem, Isser Gezel, and Isser Aino. Only the Rosh means to say there's a chilik how the Gemara brought the Shaila. Being that over here, the Gemara brought the Shaila, as the Rav says there still is a din Aino, and Shmuel says there is no din Aino. The Gemara is discussing lechatchila what's the halacha. To mean that the discussion is lechatchila, therefore we consider it a safek iser, and we go into the klal of al hilchasak Rav be isuri. When it comes to machlekes and dinei gezel, where we're discussing whether or not one can be mitzi the mammon or not, over there that goes into the klal of hilchasak Shmuel bedini, being that we're discussing the tzas mammon. After we're ending the Gemara discussed it as the Chosha Mishpat aspect of it, so the Gemara meant to put it into the cloud that Hilchasok Shmuel Bedini. The Shagasaya in Chuvas Achadosha Simon Tesvav explains the Rosh that the Rosh is explaining our Gemara, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, by Amanasha Ein Lecha Olai Aino, whether or not one then has the right to be Tevei Aino Osoi, or Aidei this Tanai of Amanasha Ein Lecha Olai Aino, he was Moichel his Chusim to be Tevei Aino. Is not only a machlokes in being tevei the Aino after his manes chaveroi, there's also a machlokes Rav and Shmuel on the etzem asno, the etzem making of such a tanai. Rav holds included in the lav of al seinu ishes hamisa is to make such a tanai to be mafkia the schusei Aino from the lekech or from the moicher. One cannot make such a tanai that the one buying the chayfet from him should not have the tviya and the schusim of Aino. And Shmuel holds there is no issa to make such a tanai. Therefore, Zokter Rosh, being that the machlokes is whether or not one can be masna to make such a tnai of amanash in lecha alai Aino, it's not only a shailen choshe mishpat whether or not one has to be machse the Aino after his ma'anes chaveri in such a case, but they're also arguing in Isuri, they're arguing whether or not one can make such a tnai. Therefore, that would have the klalim of Hilchasok Rabbi Isuri, and we would not say the klal of Hilchasok Shmuel Bedini, and that is why we pass on like Rav and not like Shmuel in our Gemara. The Shagas Ayah is matmi on this Rosh. And the Shagas Ayah asks two questions. First of all, if the Rosh is understanding that there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether or not one can make such a tanai of Amanasha Ein Lecha Olai Aino, and Rav is being mechadish to us, that not only there's an ismi ma'anes chaveri, but included in the lav is also that one cannot make such a tanai to be mafkia the schus Aino from the lekeach. So in Cain, where do we see a second machlokes? Maybe that is the entire machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Meichet Taisi that there's a second machlekes where the Gemara know that there's another machlekes whether or not the Tanai is chal. Maybe according to Rav Avada the Tanai is chal and there's an issa to make such a Tanai and that's the entire machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meichet Taisi for the Gemara to understand that according to Rav the Tanai is not chal and there's still Yesh Lecha Olav Aino. Secondly, the Shagas Ayah asks if we're going to say according to Rav the Tanai is not chal, how can we say in such a case it's usa to make a Tanai? How could there be an issa lahasnais in a case where the Tanai is not Chal according to Rav? If the Gemara knows according to Rav the Tanai is not Chal, how can we say it's Usa to make such a Tanai? There's an Issa to make a Tanai that's not Chal. I'd rather there can never be such an Issa. So Im Kain, according to Rav, there would be no Issa to make such a Tanai, being that it's not Chal. And if there is no Issa, it would not fall into the Klal of Yisuri, and Lechoy would not have the Din of Hilchasak Rav Yisuri. Therefore, the Shagas Ayah blibes the Tzorechin on the Rosh, and he paskins like Taisus, the Hilchasak Shmuel, but Dini that our Sugi is discussing Dini. In the Chiddush Ritva, he asked this question also on Rabbeinu Chananel, what should be the chiluk between over here by Aino, where we say Hilchasak Rav be Isuri, and when it comes to Regla or Machlekes in Inyan Igzela, we say Hilchasak Shmuel Bedini, because it's considered Chosh Mishpat, it's not considered Isuri. And the Ritva says, Shema Taima de Rabbeinu Chananel Mishum de Kosa al Soinu Isuri Choshev Lei, being that there's a Pasuk of Lei Soinu, therefore we consider it an Issa. And the Ritva's words are very sasim.
By Gezel also it says Leisigzal. What's the chiluk by No? It says Leisoinu, and by Gezel it says Leisigzal. Why over here do we say it's a Safik Ish, and over there we say it's a Safik Mamun? To explain this, we have to imakdim the famous Kasha of Rabbi Yechiel Basan. It's brought in the Kunches Asfekis, Klal Aleph Oizvav. He asks, how could we say the Klal by Dine Mamun is that Klal Godl Bedin Ameitzim Echaveh Olav Raya? If there's a suffering in Dine Mamun, whoever is the Muchzik, the Meitzim Imenu has to bring the Raya, and if not, the Muchzik's allowed to keep the money. How could the Muchzik hold on to the money? The Chayr, it's a Suffik Isser, the Din of the Suffik Isser, one has to be Machim by Sfekis De Raisa, and over here it's a Suffik Isser of the Lavalei Sigzo. So how could we have such a Klal of Ameitzim Echaveh Olav Raya? He asks further, we also have a din of Chayshah Mishpat, that if there's a machlekas apoiskim, the muchzik can say kimli like the poiskim will say like him. He can say it's kimle, he knows for sure it's like those poiskim, and that he's allowed to hold on to the money. By Yisum, we don't find any such halacha that one could say kimli, that something is mutter and actually go be over the iser. If it's a suffik in the poiskim and it's a suffik Yisura, one cannot go do it. He say kimli like the poiskim that say it's mutter. So why is it by Chayshah Mishpat we find such a muchzik that when one is a muchzik, he can say kimli like the poiskim will say like him? And Yechiel Basan answers that it's Cholok Issa for Mammon, by Mammon being that there's two people involved, and one of them has to end up with the money, each of them have a Suffolk Issa Leisigzo. Each one, if he keeps the money, there's a Suffolk whether or not he's being over the Issa. So being that Mimonafshach, somebody has to be over the Suffolk Issa Leisigzo, we don't take into consideration at all the Suffolk Yisura, because we don't get anything by being Motzi the Mammon. Either way, there's going to be a Suffolk Issa Leisigzo. So Mamela, we take out of consideration this that there's a Safik Issa Leisigzo, and we allow the Muchzik to keep the money because that Klal Godl B'din, HaMaitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya. In order to Maitzi from Mammon from somebody, you have to bring a Raya. The Kunches HaSfekis asks under Bichil Basan if the whole reason why by Dine Mammonis we say HaMaitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya is only because we Manavshach, somebody's being over the Safik Issa Leisigzo, it would be difficult to understand this that we Paskin Medine Mammonis and Holchim and Mammon Acher Reif. One cannot be Meitzi Mammon from a Muchzik, even with a Reiv on his side. If Reiv says that he is correct in this Din Torah, he still cannot be Meitzi Mammon for the Muchzik. We pass like Shmuel, that we don't go Basar Reiv in Dine Mammonis. Now, L'chayra, if we're going to say that every Mammon is really a Safik Issa Leisigzo, and it's only because in Manavshach somebody is going to have to be able to the Issa Leisigzo, we say that the Muchzik could keep the money, but Makam that the Reiv is being Machriya, like the one being Meitzi the Mammon, the one being Meitzi the Mammon doesn't have any Safik Issa, being that the Reiv is on his side, and the Reiv is a Machriya in Dina Issa Veheter, L'chayra the Meitzi doesn't have any Safik Issa Bechlal. In Dina Issa Veheter, he could be Samech that there is no Lavalei Sigzal over here. And the Muchzik, he has a Reiv telling him that it's Asa to keep it. And Afilu Hachi, we say that the Halacha is, the Muchzik ain't Olchem Mammon Achar Reiv, and the Muchzik's allowed to keep the money. L'chayra, we see from this that even if there is no Mimad of Shach, somebody's me over the Isla Sigzal, Afilu Hachi, there's a Klal in Dina Mammonis of Ameitzim Echaveh Olav Araya. And then we'd go back to the question, why is it that by the Safik Issa Leisigzal, we could say, HaMaitzi Mechal Ova Raya, L'chayri Yishafti Machmer, to give the money to the Maitzi, Machmas, the Safik Issa, the Raisa Lahachmer. The Kunches Veikis answers this question by explaining this, that the Torah gave a Lav of Leisigzal, the Torah gave the Lav, B'mokim that in Dinei Chay Shemishpa, you're not allowed to keep the money. The Torah gave the Lav Leisigzal after Dinei Chay Shemishpat. If in Dinei Chay Shemishpat you have a right to keep the money, the Torah never said the Lav of Leisigzal. The whole Lav of Gzela is only after one goes up in Dinei Torah and figures out if he has right to keep this money or he doesn't have right to keep this money. And if in Dinei Chay Shemishpat he does not have right to keep this money, then there's a Lav Leisigzal to hold on to the money. But if in Dinei Chay Shemishpat we have a Klal, HaMeitzim Echaveh Olav Araya, that in the Halachas of Bezin they can't be Meitzi the Mammon from him, so even though there's a suffix over here, whether or not the money is his, because the halach in Chayshim Mishpat is that he's allowed to keep it, there is no lav of Leisigzal in keeping the money. Mekitzer, he says, Dine Leisigzal comes after Dine Chayshim Mishpat. And after the psak in Chayshim Mishpat, now there's an issa not to keep to that psak. Fizeh, going back to our sugya, we have a machlikus in the Rishonim, whether or not by no, it's considered a Isuri or Dini. Do we have the klal of Hilchasa Kirav B'Isuri, or do we apply the rule of Hilchasa Kishmo B'Dini? According to Rabbi Yechiel Basan, it's easily understandable why by no is Cholok from Geza, why by no we would say Hilchasa Kirav B'Isuri, even though by Mamonis we usually don't consider it a Safik Isser. Being that the whole reason by Gzela we do not consider it a Safik Isser, is because we manifest somebody has to be over the lava Leisigzal. That's all by a gzela where one person is going to end up with the money. And b'manavshach, one person is over the safek issa of leisigzo. Mashenken by no, only the ma'ane over here has a safek issa. The mis'ane is not over anything. Being that only the ma'ane has the safek issa, l'chayra, we should apply the rules of safek yisura and not the rules of safek mamunus, because we do not have the svar that b'manavshach, somebody has to be over the issa. And therefore, it's understandable why Rabbi Nachananel says that by Einoah we apply the rule of Hilchos HaKarav B'Isuri, being that Klapei the Ma'an, it's a regular Safek Issa, and we cannot apply the rules of Safek Mamanis. According to the Kuntres HaSfekis, who explains that by Gzelo we do not say the Halachos of Safek Isuri L'Chumra, is because the Issa L'Sigzo was given only after the Psak and Choshem Mishpat. Whoever has the right to the money and Hedinei Choshem Mishpat is not over the Lav of L'Sigzo. Yesh le estapik, if the kavanah of the kunches asfekis is by all lavin binagia mamanis. Also, we say that the lav is only nitten after the psak and hilchos choshem mishpat, and we first apply the rules of dine mamanis, and only afterwards, if one does not follow those rules, then he's over the lav of dine mamanis. Or do we say that the kunches asfekis meant dafka by gzela? Dafka by gzela is the lav is given only if one does not follow the psak that was given api dine choshem mishpat. But by other lavin that are negated to dine mamanis, then we have the regular rules of Safek Isser. It's a Safek if one is over being over the Lav, and we don't say this far that the Lav is only given after Dinei Choshem Mishpat. And in Kain, we could explain the Machlekes in our Sugi, the Machlekes we show in whether or not we consider a Noah a Safek Isser or a Safek Dinei, and therefore do we apply the rule of Hilchos HaKarav B'Yisuri or Hilchos HaKishmol B'Dini. The ones who say we apply the rules of Hilchos HaKishmol B'Dini say that a Noah also is only, the Lav is only nitten after the Psak and Dinei Choshem Mishpat, and therefore we apply the rule of Hilchos HaKishmol B'dini. Mashenken, the Rishonim that say Hilchos HaKarav B'Yisuri, they understand that we only say the Lav of Leisigzel was nitten after Dinei Choshem Mishpat. If one doesn't follow Dinei Choshem Mishpat, he's over the Lav of Leisigzel. But by other Lav and Hanegeir, the Dinei Mamnis over there would have the regular Halachas of Safek Isser, and therefore we pass in Hilchos HaKarav B'Yisuri.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.